And welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse. And as always, we're wishing you the best. It's been great to see so many people on our on-ground events. Love to have you join us both on-ground and online. For instance, many of you listeners were with us in Chinatown. We had a great day in Chinatown. That was our 40th year of having a Chinatown tour. And what's coming up new now is we have a meeting in Oyster Bay coming up next week where we'll be talking about herbs of Hallow's Eve and all the herbs that have to do with our current holidays right here. And that will be on Long Island in Oyster Bay. That is totally free. It's at the Oyster Bay East Norwich Library. Go to naturalnurse.com calendar to get directions and to join us. And then we have an online event on November 3rd called Autoimmune Response, Herbal Modulators. And that is where we will talk about all the different kinds of herbs that have been scientifically studied to make a big difference in either developing autoimmune disease, which is, of course, a great time to catch things, or for those people who already have it. For instance, we can look at the history of early medical recognition of autoimmune illness and delve into the intricacies of the latest data that supports a plethora of theories of how autoimmune disease is triggered. And then we will also talk about natural therapies that can help with inflammation and pain relief. There are so many of them, including some herbs that you may not have heard of yet because it is the latest research. By the way, that class, Autoimmune Response Herbal Modulators, offers 3 CEU credits for all kinds of licensed individuals, such as RNs, NPs, midwives, RDs, registered dietitians, and many other professions, massage therapists, acupuncturists, all of that. You can get 3 CE credits for joining us for Autoimmune Response Herbal Modulators. And if you don't have a license and you don't need the credits, well, you're certainly welcome to take the course anyway. And if you're going for your RH, that means registered herbalist, and I am a mentor. I bring people through that course to get their RH. It's myself and many other individuals who are top herbalists in the country are available to be mentors through the American Herbalist Guild. I just got back from presenting at this year's 30th meeting of the American Herbalist Guild. We had hundreds of people there. It was absolutely wonderful. And that is the main herbalist organization in the United States. And through that organization is where you get your RH to become a registered herbalist. By the way, if you're already a health professional of any kind, you can certainly get an RH. But also, you don't need to be any kind of professional. You can just be a lay herbalist, let's say, a community member or a teacher or a stockbroker or anything else, and you suddenly discover that you have a very deep interest in herbs, you can work on your RH and become an RH, a registered herbalist. So that's what you can look into. So that's what I wanted to share with you. And today we have a wonderful guest. Our guest is Betsy. Let's see if I can say your name right, Betsy Babakuti. I think I did.
Yes, did I? Perfect.
And, oh, thank you. And Betsy is a licensed registered nurse and also a holistic nurse, as well as a specialist in integrative nutrition health coaching. And she's got a Bachelor of Science in Psychology as well from Stony Brook University, where I've been a professor and a clinical instructor for many years. While working as a psychiatric nurse at Northwell Health, She was very drawn to holistic medicine, and she believes in treating a person as a whole through integration of the body, mind, and spirit. And so she followed her passion and then continued her studies at New York College of Health Professions, where she learned traditional Chinese medicine and aromatherapy, and became certified as a holistic registered nurse. So she then went on to become certified in both Reiki and raindrop treatment. We'll let her tell us about that. Utilizing her calming energy and love for both essential oils and aromatherapy. And you can find Betsy on Facebook at Betsy Holistic RN. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Ellen.
Now, I want to tell you how I found you.
Yes.
Because I felt it was fantastic when I came across you. And it actually was on Facebook. Because
yes,
at the time, I don't know if you're still doing that, but you were like really actively posting all these great recipes and great daily suggestions.
Yes, I was so active on Facebook probably since 2011. Not as much as I was before, but pretty much daily. Starting 2011, yes. And that's when we actually met through our Facebook page.
Yes, because I found your posts were absolutely spectacular.
Oh,
they were really
so
easy for people to follow. And,
yeah.
You know, you didn't have to be, you know, a nurse or anything to do this stuff. It was really for anyone to help them feel well.
I tried to make it as easy as possible because I know everyone's not in the healthcare profession. So just simple things, everyday simple things for people to anyone to follow.
So what is the best Facebook page for people to find your posts?
So you can on Facebook you can find me at www.facebook.com/ Betsy Holistic RN.
So Betsy Holistic RN. So is this the one that has a picture of you and Dr. Oz?
And Dr. Oz, yes.
Oh my God, why don't you tell us that story?
So I've been he's very inspirational to me, and actually got an invitation from the show where they invited a bunch of nurses. So I got a VIP ticket, and I got a chance to speak with him personally, you know, one-on-one. And I got to take a picture with him and everything, and he's such a humble and genuine man, and he's always been an inspiration to me, so especially because he's helped bring holistic medicine to the forefront. And I've always wanted to meet him, and, you know, I was blessed to get the chance to do so.
So I have nothing but fabulous things to say about Dr. Oz. And let me just tell you one story that I know of.
Sure.
This is after he was already very famous because I know him from years, I mean decades ago. He was a surgeon, of course.
Yes.
And I was on a panel of traditional medicine at Columbia Presbyterian Medical School. So that's when, you know, quite a ways back before he had the TV show and all. And even then, he was bringing in holistic techniques into the surgical suite.
Oh, wow.
He was bringing in like Reiki healers, you know, like you are, and other energy workers and music and aromatherapy into help people get through surgery. So that is truly integrative because you're using natural things, but you're also using surgery.
Yeah, he still does that. I know that before patients go in for surgery, he has the nurses do Reiki on them to just kind of relax them before they go in for surgery. So he still does that.
That's amazing. So here's another great story about him. He was, I happen to hear this rumor, he was in Macy's buying socks. You know, this was already, he was famous, but famous people need socks too, right? He just happened to be in Macy's, whatever he was doing in there. And when he came out, what happened was amazing, that a horrible, horrible accident happened where a woman who was visiting New York City, was just walking on the street, and a car jumped the curb and hit her and actually ran over her. I don't know if you remember this. It's only a few years ago on the street. He happened to be the person that walked out of Macy's. Lucky for her.
Yeah.
When that happened, and he, you know what? You would think, especially someone famous, would be really worried about running over and intervening because you know what happens when people die? You've been trying to help them as a health professional and you get sued, right? Mm-hmm. So he did not give a thought to that. He ran over there and actually just found stuff on the floor and tourniqueted her leg to stop the bleeding.
Oh, wow.
Just
That's
with
amazing.
whatever was around, ripped up his pants or whatever he did, went with her to the hospital.
That's amazing.
And yes, that is just so supportive of who he truly is. You know, people sometimes go, oh, he's too commercial now. I don't think so. I think he's really a wonderful being.
He's very genuine. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. And thank you for sharing that with us. So
yes,
let's go back in time about how you got to be holistic.
So basically, I'm going to go back to what holistic nursing is.
Please.
So basically, holistic nursing is defined as any nursing position from a practice where the goal is healing the whole person. That's what the whole goal is. And it's a specialty within nursing. A lot of people have never heard of holistic nursing because when I tell people I'm a holistic nurse, they're like, what is that? Because most people still don't know what that is. So basically, it's a specialty within nursing that involves integrating the mind, body, and spirit when you're treating somebody. And Florence Nightingale, who you know is considered the founder of holistic nursing, she taught that holistic nursing focuses on the principle of holism, which is unity, wellness, and the interrelationship of human beings and their environment. So basically, as a holistic nurse, you're treating the whole person rather than just treating the symptoms. And what made me want to become a holistic nurse, so I've been a nurse for almost 14 years now, and I was certified as a holistic nurse for almost 10 of those years. And I started out my career, like you said, as a psychiatric nurse in a psychiatric hospital, where, you know, you have that revolving door syndrome where chronically ill patients are frequently readmitted. And I just kept thinking, like, why is this happening? You know, you keep seeing the same patients coming back. And I knew that there was something there's something where their eating habits and their lifestyle played a major role in that. And also, you know, being from an Indian background, I was very drawn to Ayurveda and holistic medicine and to using natural remedies. So I decided to pursue that passion, and I studied. That's when I decided to go back to school at the New York College of Health Professions, where they taught, you know, holistic nursing based on the principles of traditional Chinese medicine. And I just absolutely fell in love with it since then.
Well, that's a good background. Now, I really support the fact that you are a holistic nurse, and you're not just using that word. I mean, you actually have.
Oh, no, I actually practice it. Because, yeah, there's a lot of people that I went to school with, and they, you know, they just wanted to just to get healthy and help their families get healthy. But I did it to actually become a holistic nurse because my goal is to help heal the world. Like, I really want to utilize it.
So one thing it would be I support you in doing is besides RN, you should have that whole, don't you have an AHN or one of those descriptive things in terms of being a nurse specialist in holistic nursing?
I'm part of like the American Holistic Nurses Association, whatever you call that little thing. I'm part of that also, yes.
Yeah, so what I want to tell you is that it's a big deal.
Yes.
And you should actually add it to your Facebook page and add it to your name all the time because it's that you don't just nobody hands that to you and you don't just pay money to get it. It's a lot of work.
Yes.
To get it. And it also indicates a specialty in holistic nursing. And it's a major thing to have. So I'm just supporting you and, you know, letting people know because what you have done is really you have all the basics of nursing, which is the conventional basics, which are important also. Nobody wants to throw those out.
Of course, yes. I believe in both. It's not just holistic. Everything matters. You know, there's a place for both of them.
Well, you threw out one word that I do want you to talk about a lot more, especially because of your Indian heritage. Who is better to tell us? What is Ayurveda?
So Ayurveda is basically like holistic medicine. These are all different terms of using, you know, just natural medicine. Ayurveda is basically, you know, I had never learned Ayurveda. Ayurveda is just something that I know from growing up because I'm from an Indian background. But basically, it's just like traditional Chinese medicine and holistic medicine. They're all the same words, basically, for using, you know, just natural medicine, not using medication, you know, using natural herbs and remedies, things like that. So I haven't actually learned Ayurveda, but I grew up using that because of my Indian background.
Well, I would say if you did get more involved with studying Ayurveda,
I would
be
love
perfect
to learn Ayurveda. Yeah,
that might be your next,
that is actually my next goal. Yes,
Because
I always have a goal.
You already would go, oh, I know that. But by actually studying it, you'd understand not only why, but something like that, which is so ancient and so well proven. And then when we go to look at science now, each of those herbs, let's say, that were used in Ayurveda or even the oil therapy practices, now they are being proven scientifically to be evidence-based and correct.
Yes,
while
exactly.
they've been used for thousands of years effectively.
Yes, that's so true. And I read, I do a lot of reading. Every single day I'm reading something new about, you know, holistic medicine or Ayurveda. So I read a lot of books about Ayurvedic medicine, but I haven't actually entered a course, but which is my goal. My next goal is to learn Ayurvedic medicine.
Right. And like you said, you've already had life experience, which puts you far ahead.
Yeah, that's true.
Could you share with us off the cuff, you know, if you can think of just one kind of Ayurvedic type practice that, you know, you actually experienced just culturally growing up?
So let's see. So at home, we use a lot of Ayurvedic natural remedies instead of, you know, reaching for medication. So my mom uses, whenever she gets those headaches, so anytime she gets a headache, we use this kind of mustard seed oil. It's like it's actually mustard seed. And we grind that up and we put that into almost like a towel. We heat it up. We mash it up actually and we put it into a towel and we put it on her forehead. And she instantly feels relief from that. And that's what we use every time she has a headache. We don't pop Tylenol or Motrin or like that, but that always helps her. And that's something that's just, ever since that, I was like, wow, this stuff actually works. This is when I was little. I was like, this is amazing, you know? And that's something that's always worked for my mom.
Wow, that's a great example. So I look forward to you writing a book, Betsy, because
actually one of my goals.
Oh, yeah, because this is what I support you in doing. Every day, you know, I know you're busy, but every day, even for 5 or 10 minutes, just start a, you know, book document. And every day, just put one little thing like that in it about every part of holistic medicine, about, you know, like a psychological kind of holistic thing, or like you just shared about the mustard seed, just slam dunk those things in there, little pieces. And then even if it's 6 months from now, a year from now, you go back and look at that, and then you create your book outline and your chapters.
That's true. That's a good idea. That's actually one of my goals. I put it on my vision board. I was like, I want to write a book one day. That's my
I know. But doing
goals.
It this way, and I'm sharing with all our listeners who would like to write a book, and just what happens is you never do because you go when I have time,
that's
which is
true.
Never going to happen, right? But that's how you write a book. Because nowadays, you know, when I wrote my first book, you had to write everything in order and then cut and paste meant, and I did this with my first books, lay them on the floor, cut all the things out, then put them back together in the order that you want them in, and then retype from scratch the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Wow.
Right. But that's what cut and paste meant. So now if you wrote little pieces just in a document and come back in 6 months, you can move them around and see where they fit together, like all the Ayurvedic things here all the headache things here or whatever. And then you backtrack and make your chapter outlines because you already have the whole thing done.
That's actually a great idea. Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
but you have so many, because I've seen your posts online, wonderful little tips, not just Ayurvedic. It could be that. And, you know,
I'd like to mix it up. Yeah.
Right. What about the aromatherapy? Tell us how you find, because I know that's something you have studied and that you're into, is aromatherapy.
Yes. Aromatherapy. So I do three different holistic modalities. I do aromatherapy, Reiki, and Raindrop. And with Raindrop treatment especially, I use all the essential oils. And I think using essential oils is such an amazing, you know, instead of using medication, I always reach, I have a whole cabinet full of essential oils that I reach for different things. For if you're stressed out, if you can't sleep, there's always there's an essential oil for everything.
So tell us about some.
So let's see.
That you particularly like.
So lavender is one of the most common that everybody uses, and that's the one that I always have with me because that's something that I use in my practice for everything, for any treatment, especially for Reiki. And lavender is something that helps you relax, it helps you sleep. It's a very calming oil, and it's the most popular oil, I would say. I'm sure everyone's used lavender in their lifetime.
And so that one you like?
That one I love, yes.
So what would you do with it if you were going to help somebody?
So peppermint oil, so lavender oil, I just have them, I basically just put a few drops in my hand, and I have it cupped under their nose, and I have them inhale it for a second, and that just inhaling it just kind of just calms your whole body down. And if you want to, you know, right before you sleep, you can inhale that right before bed to help you relax to sleep also.
And put it on a little pillow.
Put it on your wrist, yeah.
That's a wonderful therapeutic agent, and a lot of people are experimenting with it. But I've had more than one person tell me they actually don't like the scent of lavender. Loves it.
Yeah, not everybody will like it. That's one of my favorites. But of course, there's always you're going to find somebody that always doesn't like. Everyone's not going to like every oil out there.
It's true. I like lavender, but I really like the ones that kind of have a deep earth, like Vervitur, Vervitur.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Yes, that's an excellent one, yes.
And that's not quite as popular, and it's a different kind of really deep, earthy scent.
It is. That one's not as well known, I think, because when I say that to people, they're like, what is that? So I don't think a lot of people, because of that deep, earthy scent, I think some people are turned off by it, but not everybody knows about it.
Have you ever heard of this method? I'm actually giving a class, and by the way, it's free to health professionals if you want to take it, and you get credit, and that's going to be on November 14th, and it's actually going to be on more advanced use of cannabis. And one of the things that I'll be discussing that day is using it in an oil method that's called pachoti. And pachoti is an ancient Ayurvedic treatment in which essential oils are dropped onto the umbilicus.
Oh, wow.
And it's a very ancient method. Now, in Ayurveda, they teach that there is a pachoti gland, which is behind the belly button. And modern science poo-poos that, but what I'll be speaking about on November 14th, and anyone can join in, just go to naturalnurse.com. Calendar, and you'll see where you can register free for that class. But what I have found is that I got a lot of people to try it. And by putting the oils on the umbilicus, what Ayurveda teaches is that it goes through the umbilicus, and there's glands from there from when we were babies, right? That did attach to all organs in the body. That we know.
Yeah.
Modern science says that those things just disappear once you're born. But ancient Ayurveda does not. It feels like those channels are still open and can help feed the rest of the body, which is why they developed the pachoti method.
Wow.
So just very interesting thing. So what I did was my own little clinical study, and I had a lot of people who are using CBD oil orally. Try it via pachoti, which means drop it on your belly button, let it soak in. And everyone said that it was much more intense. Of course, I tried it myself because I'll do everything myself before I tell people to do it. I have to say, it definitely seems to work.
That's amazing. I would love to come and learn that.
Well, you can just definitely, well, that's free. It's online, so you definitely can. And you get nursing credits for it as well.
Oh, amazing.
So if you just go to naturalnurse.com, calendar, you'll see on the November 14th listing how to sign up for that, and it's totally 100% free. So there's so much to learn. It's like endless.
It is. There's so much. Every single day I'm learning something new, which is amazing because it's endless amount of information, and it's, always I'm doing research on new things, and it just never ends. So
That's true. Well, and I will tell you, I don't think it ever ends at all, because I've been doing this every day since 1964.
And
I'm
sure
certainly,
you're
I've never gotten to a point where people say, oh, you know everything. Oh, no way.
No.
I learn something new every single day.
Sure,
but the wonderful thing, though, is I'm sure you see that a lot of people get help through what you do for them. And that's why you became a nurse to begin with.
That's exactly. Yes, exactly. Yes. And especially with Ayurveda, with the holistic medicine, I've learned that people, I don't see the revolving door. It's just like people are really getting healthy. And that's what, that's what continues to, you know, drive me to do this.
It's true. So we're going to take a little break right here, Betsy. And when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with us. I'd like people to know they can find you at Facebook.com. Then Betsy, B-E-T-S-Y, Holistic with an H, R-N. And she has a beautiful page right there. And you can also, I guess, message you through that as well.
Yes.
And also Instagram at 1BetsyL. Okay, we'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss the essential oil taken from the Australian tea tree.
The tea tree, known as Melaleuca alternifolia, grows in only one region of the world, the northeast corner of Australia. It is a full-sized tree of the myrtle family, whose oil has powerful abilities to clean and help heal wounds and skin ailments such as cuts, burns, and rashes. In 1770, the infamous Captain Cook was a lieutenant in the British Royal Navy when his ship landed in Australia. The botanist on board, Sir Joseph Banks, collected samples of a sticky aromatic leaf and brought them back to England for further investigation.
In 1923, an Australian curator and chemist, Dr. Penfold, conducted a study on tea tree leaves and discovered that their essential oils are 13 times stronger as an antiseptic bactericide than carbolic acid, considered the standard in the early 1900s. The oil contains 50 to 60% terpenes, 6 to 8% cineol, which causes its camphor-like odor, and several kinds of alcohols. In 1933, the Australian Journal of Pharmacy, the American Journal of the National Medical Association, and the British Medical Journal reported that tea tree oil is a powerful disinfectant, non-poisonous, non-irritating, and has been used successfully in a very wide range of septic conditions. Australian tea tree oil is mentioned in the British Pharmaceutical Codex of 1949, the UK Medicine List, and the Dispensary of the United States.
During World War II, tea tree oil was considered a standard issue item for all first aid kits for Army and Navy units in tropical regions. The demand for tea tree oil exceeded the supply. However, after World War II, synthetic drugs gained in popularity and the use of tea tree oil in medicine waned. In more recent times, a renewed interest in natural, non-toxic alternatives has triggered a resurgence in tea tree oil research. In 1985, Dr. Paul Belacher, chief of the phytotherapy department at the Faculty of Medicine, University of Paris, worked on several double-blind studies involving tea tree oil and its application as a remedy for candidiasis, chronic cystitis, staph and strep infections, and nail bed fungus. He stated, and we quote, "The essential oil of Melaleuca has entered the team of major essential oils and emerges as an antiseptic and antifungal weapon of the first order in phytoaromatherapy."
Try a few drops of tea tree oil in a steam vaporizer and inhale for blocked sinuses, or rub the oil on chest and back for a cough. The Australian Journal of Dentistry reported that using tea tree oil in dental hygiene and in surgery showed it to be an extremely effective antiseptic. Add a drop on your toothbrush or include it as a gargle and mouthwash. Tea tree oil can be applied directly to the skin. Although it's possible that some people may experience a mild allergic reaction, in-depth research has shown tea tree oil to be non-irritating and safe.
So, listeners, think about including tea tree oil, the first aid kit in a bottle, in your natural medicine chest.
And And welcome back once more to Natural Alternatives right here on Progressive Radio Network. Dr. Zamperone and I are so happy to bring you these shows. We have so many shows on our archives, and we have hundreds of thousands of people who download it. It's really wonderful, and thank you. Keep up listening, and please get in touch. You can always go to naturalnurse.com. That's the best place, or Facebook, The Natural Nurse, and send us a message, send us an email, join in the conversation. We're going to be having a membership-only site as well soon, where we'll be just answering your questions directly and putting up a lot of the videos and audios that aren't right now on the site, although there's tons there for totally for free and available, including all of our Progressive Radio Network shows right here on PRN.FM. And today we're so happy to bring you my colleague and guest, Betsy, licensed registered nurse certified in holistic nursing and integrative nutrition health coaching, and also having a degree in psychology from Stony Brook University. So thank you so much for being our guest today, Betsy.
Thank you, Ellen.
Now, do you see clients like who can just come to you without necessarily going to a medical practice?
Yes, they can absolutely see me. I do a private practice where they can come to my home. I can go to their house. I do private sessions, and they can also come to where I work also.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about where you're actually working within a medical facility right now.
Yes, so I'm actually working at a place called Replenish Health and Wellness Center in Huntington, located in 700 New York Avenue. So this is basically an integrative wellness center that incorporates everything. It's not just a conventional or holistic place. It incorporates conventional medicine, functional, holistic, aesthetic medicine, everything under one roof. And we offer IV vitamin infusions, genetic testing. There's an infrared sauna pod. We do facials, acupuncture, so many different holistic therapies. The list goes on.
Let me ask you this. Are you an esthetist as well?
So I worked at a skin clinic in the city before, so I was I was an aesthetic nurse and a laser nurse specialist before, so we do aesthetic medicine here also.
You know, that is fantastic, because I'll tell you this, when I'm doing counseling of people who would like to incorporate holistic therapies into their professional life,
yes,
even if you're not a nurse, getting an esthetist license is a really, really good path.
Yeah, I'm not actually licensed as an aesthetic nurse.
You don't have to be.
That,
you don't have to be,
yeah.
Though. See, you don't have to be, because an esthetist license allows a person to touch people and do skincare.
Oh, yes.
As a nurse, we're already able to do that.
That's true.
So, you know, that's why nursing is a fantastic path, also in terms of a profession, by the way, for both men and women. But I know that you have a lot of, you know, sort of skincare tips as well.
Yes, I'm very into natural skincare, as you know, because the majority of my Facebook posts, I feel like, are geared toward, I've always been so into using natural and organic-based skincare. So I do a lot of posts about natural remedies for skincare.
And is that why you call it glow healthy?
Yes, because I always want that glow in the skin. So glow healthy is something that I like came up with.
I think that's excellent, and it means a lot. Because
yes,
and also you're not just talking about putting things on the surface. You're talking about wellness on a body, mind, and spirit level, so that you have a glow that comes through beautiful skin.
Yes, exactly. Because you want to make sure that you're hydrating from the inside out. And, you know, you can tell when someone is healthy, because being healthy, having healthy skin, you can see, because if you're a healthy person, you can see that on your skin. It shows on the outside.
That's true.
You can't just slap on some moisturizer and just, you know, eat junk food and expect to have, you know, glowing skin.
You know, I think that the jig is up on that, although, you know, it's been so long that that's been proven, but I guess some people still feel that they can sort of get away with it. But I often wonder, because to me, like, junky food doesn't even taste good.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just even if you're not using anything on your skin, just eating, you know, real raw, like real fruits, vegetables, you know, nourishing your body, just shows on your skin. You can tell when someone has healthy, glowing skin, you know that they're eating healthy. It's not just some slapping on some healthy or, sorry, some expensive moisturizer.
It's true. And it doesn't have to be expensive.
Yeah, exactly. No. Everything I use, you know, just sometimes I even make my own stuff or I buy.
What would you make it out of? Give us a recipe and then write it down today for your book.
Yeah, I should. I have a lot, so many recipes on my Facebook page. The majority of my Facebook posts are, I think, recipes for making your own skincare products, which I'm going to use one day when I write my book. It's going to be in there.
Oh, I know. And they're beautiful. So just share one with us.
So right now, something that I use a lot of coconut oil on my skin, and I wash using, I take a real aloe vera plant, and I take the gel out of the aloe vera, and I use that as a skin wash. You can use that as a mask, you can use that as a moisturizer, but it's very moisturizing for the skin. I use coconut oil, which everyone can't use coconut oil. You can, you know, everybody's different, everyone's skin reacts differently, but for me, coconut oil is an excellent, thing, and also
for me as well.
Oil.
You're not talking about processed coconut oil. You're talking like the organic, unrefined.
Yes, organic and unrefined cold pressed coconut oil, and also jojoba oil, which is the closest pH to our actual skin. So that's another great oil to use on the skin too. So I'm working on different things, and you know, one day I will. Another goal is to come out with you know, my own skincare line, like natural skincare line, also.
Okay, well, for that one, I would say, I know that sounds great, but I would say before you do that one, yeah, let's have another thing that I teach is regulatory. So there's a class that I teach called Natural Remedies, Legal Considerations. So before you do the skincare line, let's have a session about that, because I would say that should not be your first step forward because of the regulatory quagmire.
Yeah.
But the teaching of it, like you're already doing with recipes people can make, and also even making them and sharing them with your own clients, you know, then that's a whole different thing regulatorily, rather than making them and selling them, you know, and putting them online.
Yeah.
So you have so many different avenues of expression.
I do, yes. Thank you.
Now, at Replenish, I imagine there's an MD on staff if there's going to be IVs and those kinds of things.
We do. We have a medical director there. We have a functional medicine doctor. We have so many different doctors on board, all different. It's amazing. It's not just, you know, conventional medicine. We have holistic, functional. We have everything going on. So many different doctors, but we have one main medical director there.
It sounds like a great place. And I imagine you're feeling fulfilled because people are speaking your language and, you know, offering those kinds of therapeutics that you can really stand behind.
Yes, I absolutely. This has been my dream, just working in a holistic place that offers all these things, and it just came to life. It's amazing, and I'm just so happy there.
And I was, too, because I also had a place in Huntington. It was called the Corsello Centers for Complementary Medicine, and Dr. Serafina Corsello was the head medical director, and I was the head nurse there for 23 years.
Wow.
And what a fantastic place. We had 50 employees. And we had, like what you're talking about, a whole realm of interventions that people could access, including IV therapeutics, and then from the psychological end, things like biofeedback and massage and group therapy. And, of course, very important, which we have not even talked about, and you are a specialist in terms of diet. I mean, you actually have another whole study in terms of nutrition.
Yes, I do. So I went back to school after getting my holistic nursing degree to go back to get my integrative health coaching degree. So I wanted to delve more into nutrition, and that's not something that we went so far into in holistic nursing. So I wanted to learn more about nutrition, not just nutrition, because, you know, our career, spirituality, everything is just as important as the food we eat. So they go into, that's why it's called integrative nutrition, because they delve in more into, you know, everything that feeds us, basically, which is not just food. So that's why I went back to school for that and got certified as an integrative nutrition health coach.
So in that thing, we had a conversation to set up this today's call, right? And I just find you, although, you know, you're certainly coming aboard Holistic decades after me, I find you inspirational. And one thing you shared with me, just you and I personally, you said you started on that celery juice.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's the big rage right now with the medical medium. Because of you, I tried it. And you know what?
Amazing.
I have now been telling all my clients to use it because,
that's amazing.
You know what? What do you think of it? Tell us about your
celery juice experience. Absolutely. Of all the things that I've ever tried in my lifetime, I'm not even kidding you, that's the thing that's helped me the most. And I recommend that to every single one of my clients. I walk around the street, literally. You'll think it's hilarious, but I walk around on the street telling people, you need to start drinking celery juice. I think it's amazing. That's one of the biggest, healthiest habits I've developed this year. Just daily. And I've juiced before, of course, but I've mixed a whole bunch of different vegetables together. But just celery alone has done wonders for me. Because even everyone has issues. I've had some skin issues for a little while and that I couldn't figure out. And I even went to a dermatologist and nothing was really helping. And then I somehow landed on Anthony Williams' page, who's the medical medium, and he's on Instagram. And he started this whole global celery juice movement. And ever since then, I brought home a whole thing, you know, a whole thing of celery. And it started. Ever since then, I started celery juicing. And because, you know, celery juice contains sodium, cholesterol, salts, vitamins, minerals, and it hydrates you more than water or anything else can hydrate you because it has electrolytes and it prevents dehydration. And it can clear up any skin issues like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne. It lowers blood pressure. It can decrease inflammation in the body, which is the biggest thing, biggest cause of, you know, diseases. And it helps with so many autoimmune disorders. Because, you know, when you go to a regular doctor, they tell you there's not really much we can do. They put you on medication, which, you know, which helps with the symptoms and everything. But getting to the bottom of what's causing it is the biggest thing. And celery juice has done more for me than anything else has.
That's a big statement. And I want to say, what kind of juicer are you using, Betsy?
So I use, it's called an ACOC. There's something that he recommends. I actually was just using a Jack O'Lane, you know, the regular power juicer. And there's something that he recommends. It's called, it's like a slow masticating juicer. And it's on my Amazon page. So I just recently got that a few months ago. And I started
That's a whole lot expensive and hard to use. So
you
don't have to do that. Because I'll tell you what I'm telling my customers to do, because it's quick, easy and inexpensive. Just chop up that celery. And this is what I love about it, because I make mixed juices also. So I do both mixed juices. I do it through a juicer, which is an old fashioned champion, or I use my old fashioned Acme, which makes those thin juices similar to what you're using, which is even a better one for extracting the thin juice. But even throwing it into something like a Nutribullet, which is more like a blender.
That's totally fine.
It's fine, and then you just add a little extra water. That is so quick and easy that I'm getting zero resistance, because you don't have to chop up a lot of vegetables. Just celery, throw it in there with a little water, boom, leave.
Yeah, if you're using a blender, I would say just chop up the celery, blend it really well, you strain it using like a juice cloth, or sorry, a nut milk bag or a cheesecloth, and every day you want to drink 16 ounces. That's very important, drinking 16 ounces. And you want to drink it straight. Don't add anything to it. No water, no lemon juice. I would just drink it straight, nothing. Keep it simple. And you want to do that every single morning on an empty stomach. And you wait 15 to 20 minutes before you eat or drink anything. And be consistent about it. That's the biggest thing. I know people drink it, they say I drink it here and there. But no, you have to drink it every single day to see a difference. And sometimes you don't even see a difference.
If I'm stripped for time, I just go to my juice bar place and get just the celery juice, and then I have it ready to go.
You can do that too. But you can, you know, if you don't have time in the morning, some people are busy, you know, they have to get to work, you can make it the night before. You can keep it for 24 hours without it losing all the nutrients. So keep it tight in a mason jar overnight, and in the morning, just, you know, grab it and go to work. That's another thing I recommend.
I have done that too, and I find it separates a little, but you give it one shake and it's totally back.
Yeah, perfect, yes.
And to tell you the truth, Betsy, you know, I'm always in a rush. I don't even strain it. I just use a NutriBullet, which really, okay. I know sometimes at home here I have that other big one. What is that thing called? It's
the Vitamix?
Bigger. Yes, the Vitamix. I'll put it in the Vitamix, and I don't even strain it. It has a little bit of the pulp in it, but I just add extra water, and then it's really watery. So you don't have to have a lot of rules or a lot of money. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's a very simple thing to do. You don't have to spend so much money, and celery is like a dollar something. It's just such an easy, like, you know, that's my first line. Someone asked me, what do I do to start getting healthy, and I don't eat a lot of vegetables? Start with celery juice.
I love that, and I learned that from you. I learned that
Betsy.
And we're going to go to a little break right here, but I want you to know that we are speaking with our wonderful guest today, Betsy Babakuti, and you can find her at Betsy Holistic RN on Facebook, and you can message her there or get in touch with her. And is there any other contact information you'd like to give out, Betsy?
So you can email me at betsyrn1@gmail.com if you're not on Facebook. If you're on Instagram, I'm on my handle, instagram.com/betsy.rn. And also
excellent.
On Amazon, you can find me on amazon.com/shop/betsyholisticrn.
Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing those. And we will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
Hi everyone, I'm Gary Null, the founder of the Progressive Radio Network. Today we have more than 80 producers bringing forth the most progressive and most liberating information, the kind of information you do not regularly hear on any of the mainstream or alternative media. You can help us now. Up to this point, I have virtually supported the Progressive Radio Network, all of its expenses and payroll, myself. But we would like to expand our reach. We'd like to do far more. We'd like to be able to advertise on Facebook and let others know we exist. We are the number one Progressive Radio Network in the world. In fact, we have programs that are most listened to in all of Progressive Radio. But we could go a lot further. Our message could reach a lot more people, especially at a time when people are desperate for honest, objective insights on the important topical issues of our day. How can you help? It's simple. Go to prn.fm, go to our main page. In the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a little button, Support Now. And then whatever you can contribute on a monthly basis will make a big difference. It will help get the message out. It will help inform more people, give them more choices. This is where you'll hear in the independent candidates and the people looking to challenge the corruption in government and industries. But we need to get our reach out further. So please, whatever you can afford on a monthly basis, and there's some suggestions there, and it'll be automatic. All right, thank you very much for continuing to help us help you and the rest of the world on these important issues.
This is Karen Hartglass, host of It's All About Food, and you're listening to PRN, your source for progressive, up-to-date, and inspirational information on nutrition and health.
Welcome back. Two more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We'd love to hear from you. Go to facebook.com/naturalnurse if you'd like to send us a message, or naturalnurse.com where you can email us. I actually like naturalnurse.com better to get messages that way. But either way is okay. We'd love you to join us in many of our online and on-ground classes. Our online classes are open to anyone and also have CE units for health professionals, but you don't have to be one to take our class. And we have a free webinar. That one is for health professionals and anyone studying, even herbal medicine or any kind of thing that you might be studying holistically, and that's coming up on cannabis on November 14th, and then we have one on November 3rd, which is also available for sign up. So just go to naturalnurse.com calendar. That's where all the up and coming classes are listed. And by the way, our listeners in Florida, yes, the Natural Nurse will be on ground in Florida for the entire winter, starting in November. So you can then join us for herb walks and classes in all different areas of Florida. We'll be in Clearwater, we'll be in Miami, we'll be in Fort Lauderdale area. So just look at naturalnurse.com calendar for all those listings. And today, we're so happy to have as our guest, Betsy Babakuti, who is a holistic nurse, and you can find her at BetsyRN1@gmail.com. You can send her a message. You also can just call Replenish Health and Wellness Center and visit her there. So thank you so much for joining us today as our guest, Betsy.
Thank you for having me, Ellen.
Now, what therapeutics do you do at Replenish?
So I do everything from, we do everything there, IV infusions, IV vitamin infusions. I specialize in three different healing modalities, which is AMA therapy, Reiki, and raindrop therapy. So AMA therapy is basically very similar to acupuncture, but I don't use any needles. And that's something I learned at the, when I learned Chinese medicine. So it's it's similar to Asian body work. But it's very similar to acupuncture.
Yes, and it was developed by Mrs. Sohn, who I knew well.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, I knew her very well because my son, who is now going to be 45 years old, was very good friends with a little boy named Mark who lived in this big house, which was part of that center years ago. And so my son and him were really good friends, so we were back and forth to each other's house all the time. So I knew the whole crew there. And Mrs. Sona is the one who actually named that technique, which is really more ancient technique, but she brought it in a more Western sense to be able to share it in the school.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great therapy, and I bet you
it
do
is.
A wonderful job with it.
It's an amazing technique. For anyone who doesn't like needles, this is very similar results that you get from acupuncture. It involves circular pressure over the acupuncture meridians of the body. So it stimulates qi, which is, energy, and it removes any blockages in order to restore energy and bring the body back to a state of balance so that it's able to heal itself.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And then tell us about the other things that you do there. You do AMA, raindrop.
AMA,
what a beautiful name that is.
Raindrop therapy. Yeah, people are so what is raindrop therapy? No one's ever heard about it. But it's a technique where you're lying on your stomach, and it's a technique where we use a sequence of 9 different essential oils, such as oregano, thyme, basil, peppermint, and they all have antiviral, antibacterial, and anti-inflammatory properties. And these oils are dropped onto the spine like raindrops, which is why it's called raindrop therapy. And they're lightly massaged in using different techniques. And this treatment combines aromatherapy, reflexology, massage, and all these oils will flush out toxins and viruses that lie along the spine. So the benefits are it reduces pain, it helps relieve stress, it can relax the muscles, help reduce inflammation, improve circulation, and helps, just detox the whole body and improve the immune function.
So you kind of drop oils on different areas?
Onto basically the spine. It's basically on the treatment.
Oh, it's all on the spine. So the person is laying down?
Yes, laying down on their stomach, and we're dropping. Sometimes you also do it on the feet, too, but it's mostly on the spine, and it's like a one-hour treatment. And at the end, we apply a hot towel to help penetrate all the oils, and it's just an amazing, beautiful, and powerful technique. I think everyone should experience that.
It sounds like so relaxing.
Yes, it is. And Reiki, I'm sure a lot of people have heard about that too. That's a different form of energy medicine. It's like a hands-on healing therapy where energy is transferred from the practitioner to the patient in order to restore balance to the body and bring healing. And that also reduces, you know, stress and pain. It speeds up healing. It clears emotional and physical trauma. It can help promote sleep. And it just leaves you feeling a sense of an inner peace.
Did you ever take a course, which is a nursing specialist course, called Therapeutic Touch? It's almost identical to Reiki.
Oh, really? No, I haven't.
Yeah. You should take it one time just so you'll say, oh, and Therapeutic Touch, because you're really already doing it.
Yes.
It's almost identical, which is like not a hands-on, but it's allowing yourself to be a conduit of energy, of healing energy.
Oh,
it's just from a nursing perspective.
Okay. That's amazing.
Yeah,
it
all fits together.
To
everything you've been studying is just so wonderful, and I'm so happy to know that you, as a younger nurse, are carrying forth all these, which should be. This is what I want you to think about working on, because this is what I'm doing with the rest of my life. Uh-huh. What you're doing there at Replenish and what you are personally doing as a healthcare professional, I truly believe should not be called special natural and should not be called alternative and should not. It should be what is standard of practice, first line intervention,
yes,
through
absolutely.
All of medicine.
Absolutely. Yes, I completely agree with you.
And this is why. It is safer, and I mean that mm-hmm. is evidence-based. It is safer.
Yeah.
Much
yeah.
lower adverse effect profile. Number two, much better actually healing of the situation, and three, much more cost effective. Therefore, this should be standard of practice medicine. And then we don't throw out surgery. We don't throw out emergency medicine. We just use all of what works, but choose first what is safest, most effective, and most cost effective. And that is natural medicine that you're already doing.
100% agree with you.
Yeah, so let's work as healthcare providers to make that happen in the future. Well, we have to go. Betsy, any last words to our listening audience?
So any of these beauty products or anything that I recommend, from juicers to skincare products, you can find everything. I have a storefront on Amazon, my Amazon page, and you can buy all the recommended products are on there. And just visit amazon.com/shop/BetsyHolisticRN, and you can get everything on there. All the books that I read, everything is on there.
Well, thank you so much. What a great idea to have your recommendations. And until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse. And as always, we love to have you with us. You can always find us at naturalnurse.com or Facebook, The Natural Nurse. And until next time, on behalf of myself and Dr. Eugene Zamperone, my co-host here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, we hope that you stay healthy.